Ezekiel Elliott. And he's got an opening. Elliott off to the races. Can they catch him? No, they can't. Touchdown.
Tie a 3-0 win at Sylvester for three. Oh! Oh! With 5.1 to go.
Here's Fields with time in the end zone.
A single season record of 14 set by Vernon Golston in 2000.
8 seconds to go. Kraft with Paolo defending. Now a switch off. He's got Niang on him with three. He better hurry. Puts up the shot. And he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow.
Inbounds Turner, left side of the backcourt. Turner across the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it just inside of half court.
They go for the ball game. Touchdown, Michael Jenkins on 4th and 1. Would you believe it? Craig Krenzel strikes with 1.5 minutes left. Holy Buckeye.
This is the Bunch of Nuts podcast featuring Dan Smith and Big Cass. Let's get nutty.
Hello and welcome back to a Sunday edition of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan here with Big Cass. Ohio State snapped their 7-game winning streak to that team up north today. Kind of a bummer. I didn't think we played that bad, but Cass, I know this one hurts for you. I'll let you take it away.
It hurts for me just because I'm going to bring football. I know we talked off air not to bring football up, but I felt like they ducked us in football. So this was and the Big Ten didn't do us wonders by scheduling this game once this season.
Yeah.
And we probably would have played earlier during their 23-game layoff, and it would still have been only one chance because that's the way that team up north if we did get scheduled twice, it would have probably been in their 23-day late COVID layoff. But it stings because we had a chance to win the game, and a crucial turnover at the end under 2 minutes I think that in my opinion, lost us the game. I know a lot of people could sit there and say there's a lot of factors in it, but as well as Michigan shot in the first half, and as well as Dickerson was destroying us in the paint, that one turnover, we were right there the whole game. We were only down, I think, 2 or 3 points when that turnover happened. And as soon as that turnover happened, they ended up going up. I think they were up, 8 at the time? Going like up 8 or something like that.
Yeah, it was. It was a heavyweight fight. It was. Oh, yeah. I'll say, obviously, Ohio State fans listening, it stinks losing to that team up north. Don't get me wrong. I'm still bitter, but I'm still thrilled about this basketball team. You can't tell me you watched that basketball team play today. You were not impressed. Just how we were playing, just making shots. EJ Liddell, man, just forming into a megastar, maybe an all-time great here at Ohio State, right before our eyes. Dwayne Washington beginning to elevate. I mean, he's elevating to that next level. I believe he had just about 30 points today.
He had 30 on the dot.
Career high. I mean, them two elevating today. It was just nice to see, this team is definitely poised. We can definitely hang with the big boys. Michigan, they're going to be a number one seed. We're currently, a fringe number one seed now at this point. I think we can easily get it back. I don't think we'll drop in the rankings really that much. Maybe we'll drop a spot to Illinois. I still think we're better than Illinois.
We have the head-to-head so far with them. They can't drop us. We just lost to the number three team in the country.
It wasn't a 5-point game. It was just one turn. It was that was a heavyweight fight. You can't tell me that Michigan is 5 points better than us. They are not. It was a heavyweight fight. The Justice Suing turnover, that was not ideal. I'll say that. I don't know what he was thinking there, but I'm not going to blame that. Mm-mm. I'm more going to blame the fact that I'm going to honestly blame the refs. I think I'm going to be a man here. I'm not going to blame a college kid. I'm going to blame the refs. The refs let Dickinson or whatever, number one on Michigan, basically push people at will. They called phantom calls on like Kyle Young. Like he barely touched him one play. They called him for like a shove. It was ridiculous. How they let Dickinson bully us down low.
They fought the whole game, and it took them till 3 minutes to go in the game when Dwayne Washington hit a huge three to keep it close, and they finally gave a flop warning. It's like you should have gave a flop warning in the first half. I've never seen a team flop so much, and that goes to the fact that Juwan Howard, he's a good coach, but he also teaches that stuff because he played 17,000 years in the NBA. He also won two championships with LeBron James, the number one flopper in NBA history. So you know darn well they teach it. I'm a high school basketball analyst. I did a game a couple weeks ago off of a bad flop. They called a technical foul on a girl from Bloom Carroll who was just boxing out, and the girl from Bexley flopped on the floor. And they called a technical foul on Bloom Carroll because the way the girl showed that she got hit in the face. The flopping thing is stupid. I don't know why teams are teaching flopping. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'll give that team up north credit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that was part of the game plan when you think about it. Because if you notice, Ohio State, they play very physical. They're not dirty. We're not a dirty team, but – as Jay Bill has said, we look like choir boys and we play like a motorcycle gang. And that's literally, I mean, when we play aggressive, flopping kind of, you know, helps out the other team because we have that bad boy kind of aura around us. So
the thing that gets me about the flopping is some teams can sell it and some teams can't. Michigan, yeah,
they sold it.
They sold it big time. Because if you got hit as hard as you think you got hit, you're not going to bounce right back up. And that's what they did today.
When Kyle Young ran into the guy's head, like head to head, it was number 55. I believe it was Eli Brooks.
By the way, he's an Ivy League transfer. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Michigan's a great team. I'm going to give him credit.
The reason why I said he's an Ivy League transfer because I heard it 10,000 times.
They also say that about Seth Towns. And, I mean, I think the biggest difference in this game, Castle, though, was the fact that we are kind of banged up right now. We didn't have Jahlo. Diallo was hurt. Don't get me wrong. Diallo is not like a great player, but I would have liked to see him maybe get a couple minutes out there against Dickinson just because he has a size. I would have liked to see that for a little bit.
As much as Kyle Young gives us a lot of energy on the floor and we need his veteran presence, I thought Zed Key did a pretty good job against Dickerson.
I can't complain. The effort was there. The problem is the guy's 7'1". We don't have a true.
He needs to go to a barber and get edged up on his neck, man.
Yeah, we don't have a true big.
And since Holtman's been the head coach, we have not had one true big. And it's time to.
Other than Caleb Wesson was a true big.
Yeah, but he was Thad Bottas' guy.
Yeah, true. I'll give you that.
It's time to. If you're going to win in the Big Ten when there's Dickerson and Garza, you need a true big. And Zed Key can be that guy. He's just young. We need another guy. We need a 6'11". The last 6'11 guy we recruited, his name was Amir Williams, and we thought all the world of that guy. And
I mean, our two bigs, they played. They did not have a great game. I mean, Kyle Young had 5 points, 4 rebounds. Zed Key, 2 points, 1 rebound. A combined, that's 7 points and 5 rebounds from your big guys.
Absolutely. I mean,
you're not going to win basketball games if that happens, unfortunately.
Right.
Our guards, though, I thought our guards played fantastic. Dwayne Washington put a clinic on number 55, absolutely embarrassed him.
There was a part in the first half, towards the end, right before at the end of the first half, 30 seconds, C.J. Walker, other than this play, he played fantastic. And I don't know why this play started, but he missed a wide open E.J. Liddell. Liddell was open for a three-pointer. He missed him. It was a bad, ended up having another bad pass, and then it went the other way for an easy layup at the end of the game.
He also tried to bounce pass. For some reason, I think he was trying to pass it to, like, Suing, and he tried to, like, bounce pass it, and it got stolen by them. Michigan, they score. I think they scored off it. Like, they're just two minor mistakes by C.J. Walker. I'll give C.J. Walker credit, though. I love him coming off the bench. I think that's a perfect spot for him, and especially when he's driving to the basket. He had a couple nice mid-range jumpers today, some smooth shots, some really, like, some nice moves, some nice little floater, all net. I mean, I thought he played really good. Even Michi Johnson, man, coming off the bench, making a big-time three. I mean, that was the only real thing he did. But, I mean, the kid's supposed to be in high school. He's an absolute stud. I love Michi. He's going to be – he honestly might be an all-time great when it's all said and done here. I think he's going to be really good in a few years. So, I'm happy with the guard play. Justin Arentz, non-existent, but I mean, he was –
that's not his fault.
No, because – thank you. Because if you watch the game, it wasn't because – he wasn't supposed to be in the game plan. It was because he was drawing so much attention. That's why. Why do you think like EJ Liddell and Dwayne Washington were able to basically able to drive the lane whenever? Because literally Arons was drawing at least one, maybe two defenders to his side every time. So that's fine. And that's going to happen with this team. When we have so many guys who can score, it's okay if one guy has 0 points, because Dwayne Washington had a career high. EJ Liddell had a double double. It's okay.
The thing that, like I said, it's not, you know, this thing's because we play, it's that school up north. But the thing is I'm still hyped about this basketball team. We were projected seventh, to finish seventh in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
We're number four in the country, and I think we stay at number four. There's no way they move us out of number four. That's just my opinion. We've only lost two games of the last nine.
Yeah. You can't tell me that Illinois is better than us when I watch us go into Champaign and we absolutely like stomp them. I know it got close at the end, but I mean we beat them in their house, so they are not better.
And we beat Iowa at their place. We beat Wisconsin. I know Wisconsin's on a slump right now, but Wisconsin at this. I argue with my cousin who's a Tennessee fan. Don't know why he's a Tennessee. I was making fun of him because they got absolutely rocked by Kentucky yesterday, and he's like, "How are you guys gonna lose to Kentucky at home?" And he's like, "Just like how you guys lost to Purdue and Northwestern." It's like, let me correct you on that. Northwestern at the time was playing as good as basketball as anybody in the Big Ten.
For like a week.
Purdue is playing very, very good basketball right now.
Purdue is just our kryptonite. I don't know. It's the most ridiculous thing that they are the only people that can like somehow hurt us.
Yeah. And we beat Iowa on the road. We beat, outside the Minnesota loss, we've played fantastic all year.
This win, the UCLA win, I think people are forgetting UCLA is still a very good program. They are second in the Pac-12 right now. They are competing for the Pac-12 championship, and we absolutely embarrassed them by 7 points when that game was kind of rescheduled on a whim. There's no doubt this team is going to at least the Sweet 16. If we don't get to the Sweet 16, I'm gonna be mad. Like, because it just bothers me that this is what bothers me. It's not even losing to Michigan, because I'm okay. I'm not okay with it, but the fact that Michigan, we need to talk about this. The fact that Michigan could take 23 days off and still win the Big Ten because they have a higher winning percentage. Like, even if we won that game, we would still have to win out, and Michigan would have to lose 2 out of 5 for us to overtake them in win percentage. How wrong is that? Like, so I'm okay with them beating us, because I would have been more salty if we won out and still didn't win the Big Ten because Michigan just decided to, you know, pack it in for a month. Because you know what? I would like to pack it in for a month. I would like to take a week, a month off from work and just, you know, get the same benefits and everything as everyone else. But that's not how this should work.
No. And I give Michigan a lot of credit. I sent you a tweet from a former sideline reporter from Ohio State up until 2014. A good broadcast colleague of mine when it comes to high school sports, Marty Bannister. Michigan is a team that can win the national NCAA. Fact. We saw they were projected to be like up there. Ohio State is a team that could win. There's a difference. And people are giving them a lot of credit for that. If you break it down, Michigan is very good at guarding the ball. They're a good three-point shooting team. Great shooting. They're number seven in offense. They're number seven in defense. And they have a big. And to win a national championship, you need a big guy. And we have a big guy in E.J. Liddell. We just need other pieces around. Like, if we got the justice suing from Thursday night of Penn State, the 12 points, 12, 13 points, we would have won that game today. With the way that this Dwayne Washington and E.J. Liddell played. Here's the thing. Those two can't do it all. And I felt like those two left everything.
Yeah.
We need that third score that's going to get you 13, 14 points because they shut down Justin Arns.
I mean, C.J. Walker is usually that third score for us. So is suing. It's – I guess what really –
We just didn't really have that
come,
today.
It's going to come down to matchups in the tournament. Yeah. It always does. What I like about this team is we're so guard heavy. That's something that's so important to be in the NCAA tournament. Because think about it. We're going to be playing Michigan's one. I mean, they're obviously Michigan's a top three team. Other than Michigan, maybe Gonzaga, there's not many teams that have three-point shooters and a seven-foot guy. There's a select few teams. So –
I'm not taking anything away from Gonzaga, but remember when Adam Morrison played for him? We heard all this hype about Gonzaga. This Gonzaga team they're good. Don't get me wrong, they're good, but they don't play nobody. This reminds me where they're going to get into the tournament as a number one seed and lose in the second round to a team that's in the Big Ten, that's in the ACC. Actually, outside of those two conferences, I don't really trust anybody else, but –
I could see like Gonzaga getting matched up with like Iowa in the second round for some reason.
I was not an eight seed though.
No. Wisconsin. I'm trying to think like who would be Wisconsin. Like an eight. Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin could beat them. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
maybe a Duke or a North Carolina who's getting hot at the moment right now. They could get
Duke. Yeah. Duke just had that big time win last night against Virginia. They might sneak into this. Even Michigan State is still alive too. I mean, the funny thing is they're alive, and I'm very curious what's going to happen when we play them in a few days on Thursday, a 9 o'clock game, which is ridiculous. 9 p.m. tip off, the most ridiculous thing ever, but screw working America because Tom Good Izzo.
Thing I'm off on Friday.
Yeah. Thank God I have to be up at like 7 o'clock for a meeting on Friday. Can't wait for that one. But literally it's, I don't think they're dead. They're alive. I could totally see them making a deep run in the Big Ten tournament for some reason. Cause I think Izzo will figure it out. It's just weird though that Michigan State's so bad. Cause like when we watch them play Ohio State had way better athletes. And that was like the first time I've ever watched those two teams play. And I'm like, wow, Ohio State has the better athletes. It's usually the other way around. Like usually we have the guys that look like they should be playing the YMCA, but Michigan State has guys on their team looking like they should be at the YMCA or LA Fitness, but we'll see what happens. I'm just more intrigued at this point. And there's like a little dust mite flying around. Just caught it. But yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to take care of business this week. And I think we'll take care of business the rest of the way. I have that confidence in this basketball team just because they're not going to let today's game affect the rest of the season. Because now, if you think about it, with the Big Ten tournament coming up also, their goal is to put – I guarantee it, they're going to take one game at a time, and their goal is to play that team up north again.
I mean, yeah, and the ultimate goal isn't to win – the Big Ten regular season. It's really to get a bye for the Big Ten tournament because it's more important to win the tournament than the actual regular season. It truly is. No one cares if you won the regular season. It's all about winning the tournament, especially in this year with COVID where we have inconsistent games. No one's going to care that Michigan won on winning percentage. It's going to come down to winning the Big Ten tournament, getting the highest seed possible for March, and I'm still very excited about this team. I mean, I really have no complaints about this team overall, other than maybe if Kyle Young and Zed Key can grow like 3 inches. I mean, that's it. That's the effort's there.
And the one thing that we've learned from Chris Holtmann is the way he game plans. He looks at the last game and he's going to game plan around Dickerson. And because I guarantee it, Michigan's 3-point shooting, if we do play them, will not be that hot again.
And they did, like, I did predict, though, they would cool down. They shot a cool, I think it was like 72% from three in the first half. It was 8 for 11, I think. They actually, we finished with a higher percentage of shooting, which is crazy, from three. We shot 50%, they shot 48%. We had a higher field goal percentage, 53%. Higher three-pointers and higher free throw, and we still lost by 5. That's weird.
Turnovers down the stretch.
We only had one more turnover than them. They had
7. Yeah, but we went in the first half and only had like one turnover. Remember when they put that stat up on, I don't know if you saw it, but it said one turnover in the last 15 minutes of the game, and I'm like, oh, I thought to myself that. There it is. There's the broadcasting jinx.
I mean, when you look at the box score, when you look at the numbers, this game was super close. It was pulled away at the end because they got the free throws. It was a 3-point game with 3 seconds left, and they were inbounding the ball. You know, if they threw a turnover there, maybe Ahrens would have made a three. Maybe Dwayne
and we're
Washington.
Still playing.
Yeah, it was still a very good game. I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm just more like disappointed that we didn't get it done, but I'm still very excited about the season.
I'm excited too, and I'm just irritated because our 7-game streak had to lose to them. Like, I'm still bitter about what they did to us in football. Like, I don't care. I mean, I know football's over, but I don't like them. that's the way I am, and just don't like them.
It's a bummer too that I don't think they're going to be getting the gold pants or whatever Holtmann's doing. It's the gold jersey.
I love that idea, by the way.
I mean, that's why I love Holtmann. That's why I'm very excited about him. And when you think about it too, especially with like the G League coming up and everything, what I love about Holtmann is the fact that, you know, he really develops his guys. He gets guys that are gonna be here for a couple of years. We're not reliant on these like 5-star guys coming in. He's gonna develop these guys. They're not gonna be going to the G League. Like Duke and North Carolina, all these teams, they gotta worry because like some of these guys might just not play for them and go play in the G League and get paid. Holtmann, I think he's the perfect coach for us right now. He's gonna win Coach of the Year, I think.
He should.
Yeah,
if Juan Howard wins it, I'm going to blame COVID.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. This is what's going to happen. Holtmann's going to deserve National Coach of the Year and Big Ten Coach of the Year. But you know who's going to get it? Juwan Howard.
By the way, I got to address this. I want to see what you think of this. I was watching, pardon the interruption, a few days ago, and they were hyping up Ohio State basketball, and then Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon go, so I just found out Ohio State has this coach named Chris Holtmann. Apparently, he's been there for 4 years. I've never heard of the guy. And I'm like, have you been watching basketball? Like, how do you not know Chris Holtmann? And it's not like Ohio State's like a minor program. We're a powerhouse. It's the worst show.
Dude, that is the problem with ESPN and national media.
Oh.
That's the problem. I mean, Chris Holtmann has turned this program around completely. And there's a picture on our Twitter account that shows it. I'm not going to mention what, you know, we came a long way from that Fab Five. Trust me, we have.
Yeah, Jaquan Lyle, AJ
I liked
Harris.
Him, though.
He was all right.
Like, I liked him. I thought he showed a lot of promise. But the other guys, I was just like,
It really Thad Mountis decline all started with Amir Williams. once he got on the campus and we realized oh shoot,
he was actually pretty good his freshman year, the Final Four run. And then when he became the guy, the big guy, he just He was the laziest 6'11" guy I've ever seen.
I've just never seen a guy like just not want to be there more than he did.
And just remember, Thad Mata also recruited Shannon Scott over Trey Burke.
Yeah, just that whole era with like Mark Loving, Shannon Scott, Trey Lyles, Amir Williams,
Sam Thompson was good.
He was all right. He was decent. The only reason we were actually semi-competitive was just because Jayshon Tate, obviously Kade Bates-Diop, and D'Angelo Russell. That's the only thing that saved Ohio State basketball for like that like 5-year period.
And Sam Thompson, he was decent.
He was all right. He was like, honestly, he was like not the same position, but like he was basically like Kyle Young, just like good for like one or two dunks a game. Like Kyle Young's way better than that, but like Kyle Young, like 2 years ago, he was just good for like one or two dunks a game. That was like Sam Young's like height.
Sam Young, Sam Thompson,
Sam Thompson, whatever. Yeah, Sam. So not the country singer.
Sam, you're still getting. Have another beer, Dan. Oh man,
I'm on my second one. I'm drowning out my sorrows. It's a humbling experience losing to that team up north. I don't know how I feel right now. It's like
very rare.
It's like I'm embracing this. I'm embracing this as like a rare opportunity because like I don't know. I feel like I should be more mad, but I'm not. I'm kind of laughing. It's actually kind of funny at this point.
I'm actually, you know, I know we said let's not really talk about football, but I have to just because of all the bullcrap that's going on right now. I'm more mad that Todd McShay thinks that Justin Fields is the fourth best quarterback in the NFL draft.
That is going to have me triggered. All right. I'm so glad you brought this up. So, like, obviously Trevor Lawrence, number one. By the way, I saw people, they're starting with this crap, too. It's like, well, I have three scouts saying that they actually have Trevor Lawrence as his number two quarterback. It's like, who? What team? The Jets? Or, what morons are putting him number two? Like, obviously, he's a generational quarterback. I just don't understand what Justin Fields has done to drop. And they're like, Zach Wilson has an arm. He has an incredible arm. He's the new Pat Mahomes. It's like, have you seen Justin Fields throw deep? Did you not watch the touchdown against Clemson?
And like, did you not put the Clemson tape on?
Did you – like literally, put any Justin Fields highlight on. The dude consistently throws 50-yard bombs like it's nothing. Literally, watch – don't even watch Justin Fields' highlights. Watch Chris Olave's highlights. They're all bombs to him. It's ridiculous. And if you watch Zach Wilson – I actually went back and watched Zach Wilson tape. His arm's good, but they overhype it because he's throwing receivers that are open, but they're playing like freaking like San Diego State or San Jose State, like all these bum teams. He's not that good. I swear he looks way better because his two receivers were studs, Romney and the other guy. They were absolute studs.
Yeah,
and then the defensive backs that they were playing were just letting them get by them every time. And it was like, and he's
people
not
don't
even
realize
like,
that. Yeah, he may have had a bad game against Northwestern. People realize that Northwestern had two or three guys that were on the All-American watch at DB.
Northwestern was one of the top defenses in the country. They were a top 10 defense. Yeah.
And by the way, put on the Indiana tape, there was only one interception that was his fault. Like, I hate the narrative that a batted ball is a quarterback's fault. Like, that's just a great play by a defender. Like,
I hate the narrative that Ohio State quarterbacks can't play in the NFL. I think
that's why he's dropping, my opinion. By the way, Dwayne Haskins could possibly be up for the starting quarterback position at Pittsburgh too.
I'll see it when I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it, but well, I hope he does.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what Ohio State's pro day is going to be like because the combine's not a thing this year. It's going to be awesome. I think Justin Fields is going to show out his stuff. Togi is not even getting even a look at the tackle. And he had a monster college football playoff game against Clemson. He had a monster season. And there's a lot of guys. And Trey Sermon, I can't wait to see what he does. Obviously, you can't really his body of his career, where his draft stock can go up. Baron Browning's is going up. Now he's projected to go late first round because of the awesome Senior Bowl he had. So a lot of these guys, it's going to be fun to watch, especially I want to see Justin Fields. Like, see, as a healthy, because he'll be healthy.
Yeah, I hate to be the guy on Twitter complaining every time I watch, like, NFL Live and I see him drop, but Trey Lance is better than Justin Fields.
Who has a 51% passing completion rating.
Yeah, come on.
Like, against FCS schools.
What has Justin Fields done to get him to drop so far? Because, like, he was arguably – you could make the argument that he was just as good as Trevor Lawrence. I still think he is just as good, if not better, than Trevor Lawrence, in my opinion. That's my opinion. I know it's very biased, but I still think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. He has the arm talent. He has the pedigree.
He thinks he's better than Trevor Lawrence.
He has – yeah, the stats he's put up, the pedigree. I mean, he was a five-star recruit. Yeah, he won the Elite 11, all this stuff, and then suddenly, what's causing him to drop? It's weird. And I know the people are telling me, "Oh, Dan, don't worry, we want him to drop." Absolutely. If he drops to Atlanta or Carolina, he's gonna be set. Don't get me wrong. I'd much rather see him go there than the Jets. But I feel for the guy because he knows he's a talent. We know he's a talent. Why doesn't Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, and all these GMs know?
That's why they're analysts and not GMs. It's gonna be fun. We can never go out in an episode without talking about football. That's just the way we are. But going back to basketball, getting ready for Michigan State, man. Like, the Spartans are playing. They beat Indiana at Indiana. Is Indiana really that good? Like,
I don't think they're that good, to be honest. And every time I watch them on ESPN, it's like it's the most brutal game. They're
boring.
They're so boring.
A lot of local media around here wanted Archie Miller.
Yeah, I'm so glad we didn't get him. He sweats a lot too. He's like
been Thon Maanta all over again. The later years of Thon Maanta.
It would have been worse, I think. I mean, they have no offense, Indiana. They have the one big guy, Trace Jackson Davis, and Demetrius Trice or whatever. Every time I watch the game, the announcers are hyping it up, and it's like, he has 2 points. And it's like 2 minutes left in the second half. And they're like, oh, he's a really good player. It's like, I have not seen Demetrius Trice score more than 2 points, I think, in like 5 straight games. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I know basketball season. The annual Bunch of Nuts podcast, the NCAA tournament bracket challenge is upon us this year. This year, people, I think the numbers will be higher this year.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we went from like 1,300 followers to 3,300 followers just within the last 6-7 months. So we'll probably put a limit. Let's see how many people we can. Well, no, let's put an unlimited. I think it'd be fun. Put an unlimited amount of people, but please sign up for the bunch.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot we didn't have it with the last. So we did it in 2018.
Yeah, we didn't do it last year.
Minuteman Madness. We partnered with them. Then we did it solo 2019. Good turnout. We gave away some like tickets. I believe it was to the Michigan game, actually. It was the Michigan. Yeah. And then last year obviously got canceled. This year I actually got a whole bracket, a dry erase board bracket for it. So I'm pretty excited about it. We'll post a link. We usually do it selection Sunday or that Monday. Yep. Give people a few days to sign up. But it's something I always look forward to. And it's just a fun tournament.
And the first weekend of the tournament, that first Friday, are we still wanting to do come hang out with us at Roosters that Friday?
Yeah, Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
I think Friday would be great. It's the first day of the NCAA tournament. Come hang out with us. We haven't made a location yet, but it will be at a Roosters. Trust me, it will be.
Yeah, It's going to be a rooster somewhere. It'll be a fun time. You're like, just going to get drinks, wings, and hopefully Ohio State plays that day. I mean, we should do the day that Ohio State plays.
Yeah, let's do that. It should be. I hope it's
Friday. It should be Friday. Might have to flip it to Saturday, but it'll be one of those days.
Yep. I'm sure my wife will be there. She loves some roosters. I'm sure Dan's girlfriend will be there, too. Come hang out with us. We'll find a location.
It'll be a time, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
The bracket challenge, we'll start posting stuff as we get closer. The bracket challenge. We love doing the bracket challenge. If you think the last time someone won, it wasn't tickets to the Michigan game. It was a $25 gift card to Ticketmaster. Oh, that was the bowl. That was the bowl game.
Yeah, it was the bowl game. But what was I going to say? I feel like March is around the corner. I know it is because I'm seeing the Samuel L. Jackson Capital One commercials. They're back.
Charles Barkley's with them.
Yeah, it's the first sign of spring, man. It's get your CBS Sports apps ready on your iPhone, everyone. It's time to download them and then delete them in April because it's coming.
And I know it's baseball, but pitchers and catchers reported last week, and today the skill players, the position players showed up. So, and the phone behind me, it's going to be great. We've gone, I think the weatherman said a record like 18 days in a row without sunshine. So, it's been dreary with snow, but spring is upon us.
It's coming. It's coming. I can't wait. Casbro, any other final thoughts before we wrap it up here?
Just go up there and take your frustrations of losing to Michigan today, Michigan State, and beat them Thursday. Let's get ready for March because it's here. It's coming. It's next week, next weekend. So let's get ready for March.
Absolutely. And once again, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. And as always, go Bucks.